from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're listening to hometown composers and celebrating the Year of the Snake. David Wiegand leaves his boas at home, and we're glad he does. He's the executive features editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. Good morning.
Good morning, Cy.
And we'll start with music by Dimitri Matheny. The warm-sounding flugelhorn of Dimitri Matheny, that's the same one the jazz great Art Farmer once played. And David Matheny also has strong ties to the Bay Area.
He does. And as a matter of fact, he used to live here for a very long time. He had gone to school back in Boston at the Berklee College of Music. And while all of his classmates went on to New York, he decided to try the West Coast and wound up in San Francisco and basically never left. Although he did move to Phoenix a couple of years ago, he still keeps an apartment in the city. And it's still, I think, his musical home.
Yeah, and he'll be playing with a wonderful band here, many of them local players like Dave Ellis, the saxophonist. Dimitri Matheny plays the 57th Street Gallery in Oakland on Telegraph tomorrow, and that's a new venue for us. And we're heading down to San Jose now for an epic battle between Team Bruce Lee and Aztec Warriors. And this is a performance piece by Mike Lai. He's got a group of Bruce Lee lookalikes. He's going to put them in battle against a group dressed in Aztec costumes. And Lai specializes in these mock battles by iconic cultural figures. The piece also marks the opening of an exhibition, New Stories from the Edge of Asia. And Lai's video work is part of that show, along with the wonderful Filipino-American collective Mail Order Brides. Mark Lai's performance piece is Thursday at 7 p.m. at the San Jose Museum of Art. The opening reception for the show is free, as is admission all the time at that museum. So that's our cheap thrill for the week. And now music by Nino Rota. Music by Nino Rota, and it makes me feel so sad. He composed the soundtracks for a number of films by Federico Fellini, and this version is by the jazz quartet Sex Mob, and they're playing Rota's music at a pair of local clubs.
That's right, and Sex Mob is a project by Steven Bernstein, who is well known in a number of venues. He's also known for his work with the Lounge Lizards and Spanish Fly. He's recorded for John Zorn's label. And what he does with Sex Mob is essentially to take songs that we know, music that we find familiar, and then kind of deconstruct it and put it back together in a really unique way.
Sex Mob plays Duende, the restaurant and club on Telegraph in Oakland, on Wednesday. And Sex Mob plays Brick and Mortar in San Francisco on Thursday. David, it's the beginning of the Chinese New Year, an occasion that spreads out over a few week period. This is the Year of the Snake, and I believe you have a number of ways for us to celebrate this crafty animal.
Absolutely. There are a number of things this weekend. For example, the Oakland Asian Cultural Center has an open house all day Saturday with arts and crafts, performances, artists' workshops, and that's free. In addition, the Oakland Museum has a Lunar New Year program with Lunar New Year celebrations from all over the world on Sunday. That'll be from noon to 4:30 p.m. The Chinese New Year treasure hunt will take place on Saturday the 23rd from 4:30 to 9 p.m. in San Francisco. And of course, Saturday the 23rd is also the day for the San Francisco Chinese New Year's parade, which begins at 5:15 p.m.
And let's go out now with a concert by one of the Bay Area's great string quartets. That's the Kronos Quartet, still led by the visionary David Harrington, and they're wrapping up a series of concerts featuring local composers. David, tell us more.
That's right. It's called, appropriately enough, Listen Local, with music by Pamela Z, who's composed a string quartet with electronics for the group, as well as music by Nathaniel Stuckey, has a new work. Dan Becker has done a piece that is getting its West Coast premiere called Carrying the Past. And there will be music by many other San Francisco composers as well, done by the great Kronos Quartet.
The Kronos Quartet concludes its Listen Local series at the Lamb Research Theater at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts Thursday and Friday night. And David, one more item, a shout out for Anna Halperin.
That's right. She's retiring with an iconic work called Parades and Changes with three final performances. This is the 1965 piece that got her arrested for public nudity. Times have changed.
And Parades and Changes will be at the Berkeley Art Museum tonight, Saturday, and Sunday. Thanks so much for the list, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is Executive Features Editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. We post details on these and other shows online at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.